sharing with you some of these verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Zukhruf, verse 43 and 67, 68, 69 and 70, what means friends on that day will be foes one to another, except al-muttaqin, except the pious. And it will be said to the true believers, my worshippers, no fear. It will be said to the true believers, my worshippers, no fear shall be on this day. No fear shall be on you this day, nor shall you grieve. You believed in our ayat, in our signs, revelations, altogether, and we are Muslims. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who will receive this glad tidings of having no fear on that day. And also there was a verse, فَذَرْهُمْ يَحُوضُ وَيَلْعَبُوا. نعم, verse 83, الله عز وجل, فَذَرْهُمْ يَحُوضُ وَيَلْعَبُوا حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي يُعَدُوا. So leave them alone to speak nonsense and play until they meet the day of theirs which they have been promised. Another point of benefit here is verse number 81, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدٌ فَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْعَابِدِينَ. And say, O Muhammad, to them, if the most beneficent Allah, Ar-Rahman, had a son or children as you pretend, then I am the first of Allah's worshippers. And this if, which you see it there, this is called the conditional impossible if. This is called the conditional impossible if, which in itself is refutation. Which in itself is refutation. And this brings to the attention a very important report concerning the incident when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he revived the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Taraweeh prayer, when he revived the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Taraweeh prayer, and he gathered them on one imam performing the Taraweeh prayer in congregation during the month of Ramadan. There is an authentic report which is very rarely mentioned in any reference, and which is related in related in the book of At-Tabaqat by Ibn Sa'd, through an authentic chain of narrators, as checked by the greatest scholar of hadith of his times, al-Shaykh al-Mu'allami al-Yamani rahimahullah ta'ala. In that report, Umar, when he looked at the people gathered behind one imam praying, he said, إِنْ كَانَتْ هَذِهِ بِدْعَ فنعمة البدعة هذه أو تلك أو كما قال. If this is a bid'ah, then what a good bid'ah it is. What a good one it is. So he said, if it is a bid'ah, this is the another conditional impossible if, like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, say, O Muhammad, to them, if the most beneficent had a son or children, then I am the first of Allah's worshippers. This is the same meaning. If the most beneficent had a son. This is the conditional impossible. Also from this is the comforting of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam by Allah in 43, facing all this denial in the same surah 43, verse 43, فاستمسك بالذي أوحي إليك إنك على صراط مستقيم. So hold you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, fast to that which is inspired in you. Very, verily, you are on a straight path. This is comforting to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Facing all these difficult times of rejection and accusations and you name it, from the mushriks. Another point of benefit from these verses is verse 36. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. And whosoever turns away, blinds himself from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we appoint for him shaitan to be a qareen, an intimate companion to him. And a reminder for the believers also as well from these great verses is that the believer, when he is calling others to Allah and he is faced with the difficulties and hardships, either from his relatives, those in his environment, his peers, etc., let him remember the following verse, which is a very comprehensive verse concerning the nature of mockery. This is verse 7, the same 43 verse 7. قال الله تعالى وما يأتيهم من نبي إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. وما يأتيهم من نبي إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. So let the believers then remember this verse, and never came there a prophet to them but they used to mock at him. And this should incite love of the prophets and what they have done. These are just some words concerning some of the verses. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you.